guys, welcome back to Book Nook. Today we are going to be talking about books that didn't meet our expectations or kind of were letdowns. Okay, I think the first one that I'm going to start off with is Jane Austen. Like, obviously she's an author, but I'm really sorry. This is probably super controversial and no one's gonna agree with me. Maybe I'm just not the best reader. But I read Sense and Sensibility, and I have like this book with like four per book, so I'm gonna read more in the future and I'll talk more about those. But I know she's supposed to be like one of the best all-time authors and all that stuff, but I really disliked Sense and Sensibility. I could not get through, like, I finished it, but it took me forever. I would read like one chapter a night, and their chapters are literally like a page or two normally, so that kind of puts that into perspective. I think part of it was just her writing style, because I'm not used to like the old like English style.
Yeah, same, because I read Pride and Prejudice, and I know you said you probably think it's like gonna be better, but I don't like reading old writing style books.
Yeah,
I think it just, you just have to take the extra brain power to try to understand.
Yeah.
It's like the old English.
Yeah,
and like not Shakespeare, but like, yeah, you know.
And also small print, like, I know this is really stupid, but like I cannot deal with small print.
Same.
It like kills me.
It hurts my brain. Yeah, honestly, like having to stare at all this tiny words.
Yeah, no, then, literally.
Yeah,
it's like I will pick up a book, and if it's small print, I'm like, no, I'm not getting this, like, I can't, no matter how good it seems.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was, so her writing style, it just wasn't for me. I'm sure that's like a common thing. But then also just like the book itself, like the plot, it moved so slow. Like,
yeah,
the first half was literally just like setting up the character, like getting to know them, but like you didn't really get to know them that well. And it was like, okay, sorry, I'm like being like really mean here, but
she's
bad,
she won't know.
Oh. But it was like, I don't know, it was really slow. It was like confusing too, like all these different names, and like some of them, it was like we didn't hear much about them, like after like reading about them. And I was like the first like 10 pages I was like so confused, and like rereading stuff, like who's related to who, like how are they connected, all this stuff. So I thought that was confusing. And then it was just, it literally took half the book in order for like something to happen. Like the rest was just like, oh my god, like we're at our house, and like we're going on a walk, like, oh my, like I don't even know what happened. Like, it was just,
yeah,
so
you were
dry.
Like so confused. I remember you were telling me about it. You're,
yeah,
like, nothing is happening.
Yeah, literally, it was just like no plot. And then finally at like halfway through the book, like interesting stuff started happening, but then all the interesting stuff that like happens in like so fast, like it happens in like a page, and it's like back to like nothing. Like they could have expanded on that, or then the stuff that they do expand, it's like too much, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't like,
yeah, she does that a lot, I've noticed.
Yeah,
like sometimes like, oh, we're eating supper at like, you know, our parents' house, and then that's like three chapters, like I don't,
yeah,
need to know what type of steak they're eating.
Exactly, like, that's like literally what this was. It's like, okay, we're on a carriage, like whole like bunch of pages on that. Okay, now we're having like a dinner party.
Yeah,
whatever. So like they're definitely like, once you look back at it, like it did have the plot, like had like super good potential, like a, like kind of romance like thing like that, but it just was way too slow for me and didn't focus on the important parts.
Yeah, I think with Jane Austen, since I personally am more of a contemporary reader.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right? Because, like, I feel like we're younger, Gen Z.
Yeah.
But it's really hard for me to, like, read books that are slower. Because,
mm-hmm,
I like the fast-paced mystery,
yeah,
thriller,
definitely,
stuff like that. That's why it's my favorite genre.
Because, yeah,
it's really easy to pick up and then, like, finish. But with Jane Austen, you have to have a level of patience. Like, a
next
lot.
Next level.
Yeah,
it's
max.
Not even, it's not even, like, like some books are like, okay, this is really slow paced and I don't like it. This was like, it makes anything look so good. Like, it was so slow.
Yeah.
I cannot. And yeah, I would like I took like a month break from it. I would like, normally I like look forward to like reading my book. I'm like, oh, I have to go to bed, but at least I get to read my book, like whatever. This was like, I was like, oh my god, like I'd rather just go to bed. Like, I got a good sleep schedule because I would go to bed instead of read it. So that kind of shows how it was for me.
Yeah. And then also, like, I think, like, I don't know, she's a super famous, like, well-known author. You hear about her growing up, and then you kind of just read her book, and you're like, it's kind of boring. Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I felt about it. And, like, yeah. I've read, like, older books that are definitely not, like, published in, like, the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, To Kill a Mockingbird, I really I thought personally too. It was a little slow in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. But you learn about, like, I know we're kind of going off topic a little bit. You learn about, like, Scout's character. Like, you, like, I feel like you need that in the beginning to understand.
Yeah.
To understand why she acts the way she does. And then, like, with Atticus and Jem and everything. So I liked that book. It was one of, like, an older book that I liked. Mm-hmm. I mean, personally,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I think because everyone talks to Jane Austen, so you have, like, such high expectations.
Exactly.
Like, I knew it would be hard to read, but I didn't think it'd be like this
bad. I remember I warned you about it. I was like, it's gonna be slow.
Yeah. Okay, but besides Jane Austen, what's a book that was disappointing for you?
I'm gonna get canceled now. I didn't like Looking for Alaska by John Green. Have you read it?
I haven't read it. I've heard that it's really good though. So.
I know, I heard it. I saw it all over BookTok. I've seen really good reviews about it. Like, people like talked about it. I remember it was like one of the banned books in middle school, so that's why it stood out to me. Yeah, it was like on like banned books. Like, you'd walk past the library and you'd see it. But I just thought it was kind of boring. Like, I had really high expectations for it. I feel like that's kind of a thing. Like, you really shouldn't when a book is praised that much, I feel like. Because then you kind of, like, didn't. Like, same with Jane Austen. I feel like that's kind of how you went into it.
Somewhere.
And then the characters weren't really, like, memorable. I don't know. Like
same
sure,
with Jane Austen.
Yeah, they were, like, kind of, like, spunky and, like, cool. But they were also kind of stereotypical. And there was this one scene in the book that made me really uncomfortable. If you read it, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, I really could not get through it because it was really awkward. And then one thing I did like about this book was that they split. It's like before, like, something happened. So in the first half of the book, it's like 100 days before, and then, like, after, it'll be like 10 days after, which is, like, interesting because something happens in the middle of the book. So I really liked it. And then I think John Green ended his book really well to close it off, because, well, you'll see when you read it, but I don't know, just really didn't meet my expectations for it. Mm-hmm. I haven't, like, watched the TV show or anything, but mm-hmm. I also haven't read it. I've read The Fault in Our Stars, but I don't remember it. I read it in middle school.
Yeah.
So have you read any of his books?
I feel like I've read a few of them, and I honestly don't remember the names. I know one of them has, like, a map on the cover of it, like, with, like, a pen.
Paper Towns.
Yeah,
I got 10 pages in and then I gave up.
Yeah, see, like, I've read, like, a few of his books, but they're not memorable at all.
Exactly.
Because, like, everyone, like, loves him so much. I don't know, but I couldn't get behind that. Like, it was, like, fine, but it wasn't, like, that amazing. I'd rather read other stuff.
Exactly. I like his Crash Course videos, though. Check those out on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's John Green?
Yeah. Why did no one know this? Like, I
think they were two different people.
There's John Green and Hank Green, but John Green is, like, the history Crash Course videos.
Oh. Hank is, like, they have the same name or something. I didn't connect.
It's the same one.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea, actually. Wow.
But yeah, and I also did think it was, like, kind of slow. I don't know. I feel like it's very, like, a middle school book. Maybe I've just matured too. Wow, I'm so mature. But I've, like, matured 2 months for it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like it. It was very, like, not advanced, like, writing style. I don't know, like, I don't like too advanced like Jane Austen, but, like, somewhere in the middle. And this was just too, like, and the characters kind of annoyed me.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I definitely was not in it for the characters this time.
Okay.
But yeah, what was another book that kind of disappointed you or, like, fell short?
Okay, so this book, I really liked it, but it just wasn't, like, I don't think it was one of the best books ever.
I know what you're talking about.
They both die at the end. That book, like, I see it all over BookTok on TikTok and, like, all that stuff. NJ loved it. I'm like, or really liked it, right? And so, and you said it was, like, super sad and stuff. Okay, so
did you not get super sad
in
the kitchen?
Cry.
At the kitchen part?
No. Okay, obviously it was, like, sad, but it wasn't.
I didn't bawl my eyes out, but I got teary.
I didn't get that connected to the characters. That was the thing. Like, it took a while for it. Like, I feel like the beginning was, like, really boring. It took too long for them to, like, meet up or whatever. But yeah, so the beginning was, like, a little too long, and honestly one of the characters kind of annoyed me. Like, I was just, like, get over yourself. I don't even remember his name. The one that was afraid of everything.
Mateo?
Yeah, Mateo. Like, I don't know. They, like, so I don't know. I feel like I didn't feel as connected to the characters as I do with other books. the, like, it took a while to get into it. I thought it was a really good plot. Like, the idea of it was super good. I thought it was a good book. Like, it was, like, fun once they, like, met up with each other and, like, their adventures and whatever. But I don't know. I didn't think it was one of the best books ever. Like, it has gotten so much praise. It's a good book, yeah, but I don't think it's, like, one of the best.
I kind of agree with you, but I think I liked it more than you did, like, from hearing how you're talking about it now.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm, like, afraid to tell you that I don't like it that much.
It's going to get scary when we're going to talk about We Were Liars. I have a good rebuttal for that. But at the end, I thought it was really sad when, like, the ending happened. I don't know. You said it wasn't. I remember the last scene, you know, the last scene with, like,
yeah.
That.
No, I did think it was sad. It just wasn't, like, I didn't cry. It was, like, sad. I was, like, aw. Like, you know. Okay, not, like, not sarcastic. I was, like, sad. But it wasn't, like, there's been worse, you know.
You mean there's been better?
Yeah, or like worse, like I, like sad, like I felt.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Some other stuff.
But like, I don't know. I felt connected to the characters once they met up. Like, I really loved the relationship that they had with each other. I think that was really cute. And they would, I remember this one scene. They were like, "Don't die before me," and they like promised each other. And I thought that was so cute. And like you said, the concept is super, super interesting. Like, I've never heard of it. It's super creative. Yeah. It's about this like alternate reality where like. 24 hours before you die, you're gonna get a call like, okay, you're dying today.
Yeah.
Basically. And then you get like a lot of like free stuff to do and like a lot of cool things you can do before you die. So I think it's like really sad but like exciting at the same time, because as you're reading it, you kind of forget like it's a book that's literally called They Both Die at the End. And you're like, it just seems like two best friends hanging out. And how, like, I liked how they were able to, like, form their relationship really quickly. Well, obviously, they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
But, like, they were able to get really close. Yeah. I don't know.
And I liked how, like, two completely different characters. Like, you wouldn't really think that they'd, like, go so well together. But they did. I thought that was, like, super nice.
Yeah,
Yeah, so, like, it was good. And I, like, yeah, I feel like that's kind of true. You kind of forget that they're both going to die at the end. And so that's like what made it like really sad at the end. It's like at the beginning, it's like they're both gonna die, like whatever, and not attached.
Exactly.
But then it's like once you get to know them more, once it starts seeing like more like a normal day or whatever, like a fun day, and then it's like, oh. Yeah. But yeah. Are there any other books that fall short for you?
You might hate me for this, but I literally recommended this book to you, but Truly Devious.
Oh.
Just the first one though. I think it was.
I thought the first was the best.
The second one was better. Huh. I'm gonna argue with you on this.
Okay.
Because I got so mad when the author ended it with "to be continued."
Okay, yeah, I agree.
That
with
really
that.
Made
hate,
me mad.
That's why I hate series. Like, it's like,
exactly,
like
I can't read series.
I don't wanna read.
I can't commit
books.
To those.
Yeah,
it's too much same. Work. But I like read it expecting. So like, there's basically like this huge mystery about something that happened at this private school that the main character is able to attend and gets accepted to, and basically she's trying to solve this whole mystery, and then you don't get to see what happened, like what actually happened. It goes "to be continued," and then it tells you at the end of the second book.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a good strategy to get more readers to buy your books, but as a reader, it made me like frustrated and annoyed because I really wanted
That's
to know what
true.
Happened.
Yeah.
And then it took that long for it to get there, and I don't know. I think it was interesting, but the characters didn't do it that much for me. This one is more of a plot book, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't really like the characters that much. I don't remember their names. I just remember Stevie. Is that the main character?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Right?
I liked the main character, but we were, like, kind of different. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's, like, kind of, like, I wasn't as invested because I don't know if that makes sense. Like, normally I'm, like, fine. I'm, like, whatever. But I think it was, like, she wasn't that relatable for me.
Exactly. You know, that's why it was harder for me to read, too. And then, also, like, I got kind of confused in the beginning, I remember, because it was like, oh, my God, this girl is in a hole.
That's true,
and then, like, she disappears.
Yeah.
I'm not spoiling it. It's, like, in the first 5 pages.
Yeah.
I had to reread that a few times. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's
What's going
true.
On?
I forgot about
and
that.
And then I don't think you find out what that means until, like, either the end of the book or the next book.
Yeah,
which is also, like, they leave, like, so many loose ends, and you have to buy the second book.
Yeah.
Which I don't really like, because I feel like a lot of series, you can kind of end with just the first book if you didn't like it.
But right? This one, yeah, it's like, oh, I have to. Exactly. But then, and then also, like, the annoying part about that is then, what, like, it takes me a while to, like, read the second book. Like, I check it out, and it, like, takes a while, or, like, whatever. I want to read other books first. So then I kind of forget what the plot is.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then I'm like, wait, like, who is this guy?
It takes a while. Yeah, it takes a while to get back into it, and then it ends. That was, like, the first and second book, I read those, like, kind of close to each other, but the third book, I, like, literally... I read, like, multiple months after, and so by then, I'd, like, forgotten everything, and it took me a while to get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you were, like, 50 pages in when you, like, yeah. were, like, oh, kind of settling back. Yeah, because yeah. you read, like, what, like, 10 books in between that, so yeah, you're exactly. obviously going to forget the characters.
Yeah.
Because, like we said earlier, they're not memorable.
Yeah. So that was one thing. But overall, I thought it was a good mystery. I liked it.
I mean, I think it's...
I liked it more than you,
I think. Yeah, I think it's nice how they switch back and forth between, like, when the school was first built, do you remember how they switched? Mm-hmm. And then yeah, to yeah. Stevie, yeah. what she was doing. It was also in third
like
person.
Like, to the time period of, like, the mystery that she's trying to solve to her.
But then it is kind of confusing sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah.
The first part, when the girl was in the hole, I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what happened to her? Like, I was reading the book, and then I'm like, where did she go?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is she?
That's true.
That was me throughout the whole entire book. I'm like, girl, yeah. where are you at? Like, that was really confusing for me.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
What happened to her? I literally forgot.
She just killed. She died.
What?
Yeah, the girl in the hole, she jumped and died.
No, she was like, girl. She was looking for like a quiet place
or she
to
was
read.
Killed. Yeah, she was looking, and then the killer, I'm not gonna spoil, the killer, or murderer guy, came, and he didn't plan to kill her, but then she saw him, and so.
Oh, yeah.
They had to. Yeah. So see, it's like kind of confusing, but okay, it was also like one of the first real book mystery books I'd read in a while, so that's why I really liked it, because I was like, oh my god, mystery, like, wow, haven't read this in a while.
Mine's like the opposite.
Oh really?
Because for mystery, I usually have like high expectations, because I'm such a big mystery fan, and you know, like I haven't read Sherlock Holmes yet. I'm probably gonna read that soon. But, like, some Agatha Christie, you know, we call her the queen of mystery, like, for a reason, for good reason, I feel like. But then you read this book and you're like, also, I feel like the author tried, I just went off topic there, but I feel like the author, like, it just kind of, like, didn't meet my expectations. And, like, the author tried too hard to be relatable. Yeah. I feel like this happens a lot with, yeah, like, YA authors who are, like, older.
Yeah.
I mean, with, like, bringing back our favorite author again, she's not, like, in her early 20s or whatever. Like, she has kids, I think, and she was still able to make it really relatable.
Yeah, that's what was so good about her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then this one, I feel like she tried too hard.
Yeah.
So I was like,
and I think that's relatable with, like, TV shows, all that stuff. It's like, okay, no one, like, actually does. Like,
yeah, like, we're in high school, yeah, right now. Like, that never happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had one more book, right? That you...
Yeah. So just to wrap it up, this book... Everyone loves, like, I thought it was, like, fine. Definitely doesn't deserve the hype, sorry.
I loved it.
But we were liars. I'm, like, afraid to say that. But, like, I read it in middle school, and then I just read it again recently because I was, like, I didn't really love it, so maybe I just remember this wrong and it will be better, but it wasn't.
Oh.
Like, I thought it was, like, fine, but it just was... Okay, also, it was, like, really easy to read. Like, a little too easy. I don't know if that makes sense.
I know what,
like,
you mean, yeah.
The, like, level of, like...
I mean, I guess that's why I liked it, because I was able... Because this book was honestly the book that got me into reading. So, it got me back into reading. Mm-hmm. So, I'm obviously going to have, like, you know, like, sense. A soft spot for it.
Yeah.
Because it was really... I read it in, like, less than 24 hours. I stayed up all night reading it. And, like, I finished the last few chapters in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I can see where people are coming from when they say it was, like, the plot twist wasn't as big. I mean, I thought it was...
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, I hadn't read mystery in a while.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, wow. And then some parts of it are confusing. There's, like, a lot of, like, symbolism, I feel like, and you have to kind of understand that.
Like, honestly, the main character annoyed me. I'm not
really?
Even gonna lie. Like, her and her relationship, I was like, you realize this is just, like she took it way too seriously. Like, it was kind of obvious it wasn't that serious.
What
I don't know
me?
If that makes sense. But,
literally me.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So I was like, you got, like, you're stupid.
Oh.
So, no offense.
No offense.
But yeah, I don't know. It was just, like, for me, it was, like, the writing was, like, Well, okay, it was definitely a middle school level book. That was the thing. And so reading as a high schooler, it's like, oh. Because I don't think I noticed that the first time. I think it was just, like, overall, like, it was, like, really short, too. And so, I don't know. Like, normally I like short books. I don't know why I didn't like it. I wish I did. I really do.
But you like Truly Devious, which is also middle school style.
I didn't think it was as middle school style.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was just too, like, young.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it could have been different because we liked different aspects of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then with We Were Liars, like, once I found out about the plot twist, I was like, wait, then how did this work?
Mm.
Like, you know, because when you're like, oh, that's the plot twist, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. What? Like, okay, I do think it did have a good plot twist. Like, it was like, oh, like, I don't know, it was something different. Obviously.
Did you predict it?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was something else. Honestly,
I don't even know what I thought. Yeah.
Wait, let's cut this out. What were your predictions?
I didn't know what
was. I thought she got raped and then she, like, forgot. Like, she had, like, PTSD or something. Like, I thought the boy raped her and she got traumatized and she forgot.
Oh. I had no idea. I was like, I thought it'd be, like, something boring. Like, I don't know.
But then she killed, like, her whole, like, all of her friends.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And then she was, like, talking to ghosts the whole time. That's what I was thinking. Like, how was she, like, imagining?
She seemed crazy. See, that was the thing. And I was like, what? She's crazy. Like, what? Am I supposed to like her? I'm, like, scared of her. But.
I mean, I guess it's, like, a thing of, like, trauma, I guess.
Yeah,
you kind of just, like, forget about it. Because she must have been in shock.
Yeah. But I do think the plot twist made me dislike the character even more. Like.
Oh.
Like, obviously, yeah. Well, okay, we can't say this without spoiling it. But I don't know. It was just kind of made me, like, I was like, oh, she's, like, weird. Like, she needs some help.
But then I also feel like once you read the plot twist, you realize, like, a lot of things in the book. Yeah. Like, why, like,
a lot another of stuff character did together.
This. Or, like, why she did this specific thing. Or, like, why that was, like, wait, pause, cut this out. But do you remember when she was like, oh my god, my cousin never texted me back about how her, like,
trip
went? Because she was dead.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously she's not gonna email her back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I thought that was, like, okay. And then, like, her mom would always try to get her to hang out with the little cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're alive.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I wanna go spend time with my friends. But they're dead.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. It was okay. Like, it's not a bad book. It just didn't meet the expectations at all. But yeah.
I think that's it for me. I don't know. I'm not usually disappointed by books. I don't like to read books that I feel like will disappoint me. So there's not a lot for me personally.
Yeah. I agree. But thank you guys for listening. And so our next podcast, I think, is going to be on one specific book in general.
Yeah, so tune in to see what that book will be.
Yeah. We hope you like these. Let us know if you have any feedback, any topics you want us to talk about. Our email is visible for you guys to see, hopefully.
And our Instagram, DM us.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Bye.